When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
The legal status of combatants struggling against alien domination and racist regimes. Resolution 3103, the legal status of combatants struggling against alien domination and racist regimes, was agreed to in 1973. It reaffirms that the continuation of colonialism in all its forms and manifestations, as noted in General Assembly Resolution 2621 XXV of 12 October 1970, is a crime, and that colonial people have the inherent right to struggle by all necessary means at their disposal against colonial powers and alien domination in exercise of their right of self-determination. 1. The struggle of peoples under colonial and alien domination and racist regimes for the implementation of their right to self-determination and independence is legitimate and in full accordance with the principles of international law. 2. Any attempt to suppress the struggle against colonial and alien domination and racist regimes is incompatible with the Charter of the United Nations, the Declaration on the Principles of International Law concerning friendly relations and cooperation among states in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and the Declaration on the Granting of Independence to Colonial Countries and People, and constitutes a threat to international peace and security. 3. The armed conflicts involving the struggles of people against colonial and alien domination and racist regimes are to be regarded as international armed conflicts in the sense of the 1949 Geneva Conventions, and the legal status envisaged to other international instruments is to apply to the persons engaged in armed struggle against colonial and alien domination and racist regimes. 5. The use of mercenaries by colonial and racist regimes against national liberation movements struggling for their freedom and independence from the yoke of colonialism and alien domination is considered to be a criminal act, and the mercenaries should accordingly be punished as criminals. Explanatory notes. Throughout this document, the struggle of peoples for self-determination is stressed and re-stressed, affirmed and reaffirmed, emphasized and re-emphasized. People have the right to use any necessary means to rid themselves of the yoke of colonialist and racist regimes. This course has repeatedly gone into detail on each of these issues. Section 3 goes further, stating that the armed conflicts involving the struggle of peoples against colonial and alien domination and racist regimes are to be regarded as international armed conflicts in the sense of the 1949 Geneva Conventions, and the legal status envisaged to apply to the combatants in the 1949 Geneva Conventions and other international instruments is to apply to the persons engaged in armed struggle against colonial and alien domination and racist regimes. In other words, when black people oppose the United States for purposes of gaining their independence and establishing a self-governing nation, black people are not breaking any laws and cannot be imprisoned as such. Therefore, the struggle of black people in this country is not a matter of what the laws of the United States say. It is a matter of what international laws say. And according to international law, black people would be acting legally and white America would be acting illegally if attempts were made to keep black people from realizing and actualizing their right to self-government. Section 5. As applied to black people in the United States, adds that even if the United States took up arms against black people who were seeking self-government, it can only use members of its regular forces to fight against us. Otherwise, the United States would be breaking international law again and giving the struggle of black people more legitimacy still. Mercenaries might be the only recourse the United States has when one considers that the prospects of internal discord and rebellious troops, both black and white, could seriously hamper the effectiveness of the United States military forces. Please review this information and give it some additional thought.